you have your voice or you have your Bible, my first scripture is Jeremiah 29. And we are talking about prayer for the whole world.
Did you give pages?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the page. It's page 9. It's page 918 in the voice. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to start at verse 10. I'm going to start at 8 anyway and go on down because there's so much here. And I just want to encourage, just take an extra 10 minutes each day and read something out of what I'm sharing. Jeremiah 29, starting at 10, and I'm starting at 8. It says, "This is what the eternal commander of heavenly armies and God of Israel says to you." And God is, of course, talking to Jerusalem and all the elders, the priests, the prophets. He's talking to everyone that was in Jerusalem, okay? And they became exiles. But he says, "I say to you, don't be fooled by the false prophets and fortune tellers among you. Do not listen to dreamers or their interpretations of dreams, for I did not send them to you. They are prophesying lies in my name. So says the Eternal, if you want the truth, this is what the Eternal has to say. You will remain in Babylon for 70 years, all right? And when that time is over, I will come to you, and I will keep my promise of bringing you back home." So God has a promise for those who have been exiled, all right? Those who have turned away from him. I believe God has a promise for them. God has a promise for those right around us. He has a promise for those statewide. He has a promise for those of us, for the country. He has a promise for those in other nations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the question is whether or not they will receive of him. Because this has happened to Jerusalem because they did not receive. Their hearts were turned from him. Okay? Now, let me go on. "They are prophesying lies in my name. So, it says, you will remain in Babylon for 70 years. When the time is over, I will come to you. I will keep my promise of bringing you back home. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Never forget that. "At that time, you will call out to me, and I will hear you, and you will pray, and I will listen." There it is. You will pray, and I will listen. "You will look for me intently, and you will find me." Do you see what God is saying? "Yes, I will be found of you, says the Eternal. I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations where you've been scattered." Isn't that something? Jerusalem and Israel were scattered, have been scattered all over the land. Everywhere you go, you find Hebrew and Israels and Jews. You find the nationality of Israel. You know, you find the birthright of Israel everywhere in the land, all over the world. And God is saying he'll bring them back, all right? "All the places where I've driven you, I will bring you back to the land that is your rightful home."
Amen.
Wow. Isn't that something? All right, let's go on. 1 Thessalonians 5. Just make a note on that one. I'm going to go ahead and bypass that. That one, page 1459, the voice, 1 Thessalonians 5, 11 to 25. I really don't think I should read that one, or should I? No, I don't want to go through all of it, but I know God is saying here, again, one key verse, he is saying right here, 11. "So support one another, keep building each other up, as you have been doing." All right. If you go back just a verse or two, he's just simply saying that, let's see, let me make sure. "Since we belong to the day, we should stay sober and in control, covered with a breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us, his chosen, to face his wrath, but to be the heirs of salvation through our Lord Jesus, the anointed, the liberating king. He died for us. So regardless of whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. So support one another. Keep building each other up as you have been doing." Okay. Keep that in mind. Keep building one another up. Don't tear each other down.
Amen.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's easier to tear down a person than to build them up. But God wants us to build each other up. Okay. Hebrews 4, 12 to 16, I believe it is. The voice is showing 1484 and 1485. But I'm going to probably go from the New Living here. And it says, that's page 1484 and 1485. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. That's something. The word of God is powerful. It's alive. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. God sees you. He sees me. He saw me. He sees me. And he even sees what's going to happen tomorrow. You see, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one to whom we are accountable. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. All right, this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings, difficulties, and hardship that we do. Yet he did not sin. All right, so let us come boldly to the throne. There it is, coming boldly to the throne deals with prayer. Okay, there we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. When we need it the most, we'll find it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the key is, are we willing to do what God is saying? Do. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Jeremiah 17. And that is page 903 in the voice. Okay. And it's verse 9. And it says what? The heart is most devious and incurably sick. Who can understand it? It is I, the eternal one, who probes the innermost heart and examines the innermost thoughts. And God says, I will compensate each person justly according to his ways and by what his actions deserve. See, the heart is the key. The heart is the main issue. What's happening in the heart? All right. And hopefully, if Jesus is Lord, then the heart is surrendering continually. The heart is surrendering daily. Hallelujah. We understand that the mind plays a very important connection with the heart. But the heart, hallelujah, without the heart opening and yielding and surrendering to God, then we have a problem. All right. We are missing the true relationship and connection with Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That power, that prayer, I believe, is just as powerful as the day that they sing it, the hour they sing it. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads, a word of prayer. Lord, I just thank you that our prayers, Lord, are able to come before you now. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain help in the time of need, mercy. Oh God, every need can be met because we come to Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We come to Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Nissi, our banner and our strength. Hallelujah, our joy, our peace. We come to the living God, the eternal one, and to Jesus, the liberating King. He is on your right hand and he is making intercession for us and for many. Lord, we just come to you now and we just cast everything aside, just focusing on you, just giving you, Lord, our all in all, just opening our hearts and our minds to you and realizing that without you, we would be nothing. We could do nothing and we would fail. But there is no failure in God.
Amen.
Lord, you continue to just lift us up where we truly belong And we thank you that that place is in you. And not only us, but Lord, we just bring our brother and our sister at this time. We just pray that you would give your servant just a few words of clarity out of what your word has revealed. But your word has, speaks for itself, Lord, and your Holy Spirit is at work to reveal truth to our hearts, to retrieve, to just speak life and truth to our lives. And God, that we may be lights to others. For there are many that are yet in darkness. Their hearts are just darkened, Lord, and they need your light. They need your truth, Lord, to set them free. And so we pray that you would open blinded eyes. We pray that you would just transform hearts today. We pray, oh God, that you would just draw men, women, boys, and girls, right to you, the bosom of your love. Oh, it's nothing like it to be in your love, Lord, to be in your presence, to be in your care. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching, you're healing, you're saving, you're delivering, you're preparing hearts, Lord, to be transformed for eternity. We just bless you now. Bless our leadership team. Bless each and every one of our those, Lord, our guests, Lord, our those who are fellowships, who decided to just spend a few minutes with us. Bless their lives. Bless their families. Touch the situations in their lives. Oh, God, break strongholds now. Touch and manifest healing as only you can. I am the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We exalt you now, Lord God. So just have your way, oh God. Hear our prayer today in Jesus' name. And we give you thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Prayer for the whole world. Wow. And Jesus set the example in what? John 17. Praise the Lord. He prayed for the disciples, mm-hmm. and then he prayed for us. Hallelujah. He prayed for the world that they would not be lost. Hallelujah. That none would be lost. Hallelujah. All that come unto him will have the right to the tree of life. And my thought today, as we talk about praying for the world, interceding, hallelujah, making sure that we as sons and daughters, children, believers, hallelujah, we are in connection with the Father, and our prayer is before him, hallelujah. Prayer, what? Is the sincere desire of the heart, and that heart is surrendered to God's heart, all right? And then that heart is able to share with other hearts that are wounded and bruised and battered, chosen by God. God has, I believe, has chosen to touch every life that will be touched. Hallelujah. Every heart that is hurting, every heart that is without him. Yes, if the heart is, if it's desperately wicked, it needs a transformation. It needs a transplant. Hallelujah. That heart may be in perfect condition when it comes to the physical heart, but that heart can be so torn and wrecked and almost ready to burst because of the spiritual condition, the spiritual sickness. But God is able, as we take that heart and pray that that heart would be turned to him, God is able to do that. So I thank God for you, free spirit. My thought is heart to heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Think about that again. Heart to heart to heart. And that is God's heart to our heart, we as his children, and then our heart touches the heart mm-hmm. of those who are in darkness, those who are lost, those who can't find their way. They need to find their way. So that's what our prayer for the world is all about. We're praying that others will come. Someone what? Prayed for us, didn't they? Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for me. And because they prayed, we have hope. We have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. God dealt with that heart. It was a stony heart at first. And that heart was just rebelling against God. But now, hallelujah, the love, the prayers, hallelujah, the word of God. Oh, it just worked on that heart to the point where that heart was able to say yes to God. Yeah, I'll give you a try, Lord. I'm willing, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm willing to be what? Willing and obedient. But I don't know. I'm not sure if I can do it. You know, I just don't know this. I don't understand this way. But I'm just saying yes to you, Lord. Somebody prayed until we just made that decision. We made an intelligent, we made a godly decision. Hallelujah, that we would give Jesus the chance to come into our lives. And I think for each of you that have done it, you can say, yes, I'm so glad that I've done it. I'm so glad that Jesus has come into my life. So I greet you all today in the wonderful, healing, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. Hallelujah. He is, when we give him glory, we give him hallelujah, 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 anyhow. Hallelujah, the highest praise. We give it unto him and then to God the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, he is just everything to us, the author and the finisher of our faith. I just, as I was saying, I had been seeking and asking the Lord, you know, for a little while, what would he have me to share? And I thank the Lord that I believe this is it, heart to heart to heart. Hallelujah. Yes, praying for the whole world. What would he have me to share? And I thank the Lord that we, the heart, what is the locus of which I'm thinking that word locus, I think it means center, you know, the key center and point of physical and spiritual being, the heart. And what? It represents the central wisdom of feelings as opposed to head wisdom. There's something that's amazing between what? The head and the heart, the mind and the heart. But then, of course, the two are so closely connected that they, in a sense, are one. But the bottom line is there's still a difference, and we have to pray. Yeah. Center what? Of activity. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It says here what? Head of wisdom, of reason. So, of course, the head is used for reasoning, but the heart, I think, has a spiritual connection with God. All right. The heart also has the ability to experience what? Emotion. It is compassion and understanding, life-giving and what? Complex. Sometimes we can't even understand the heart. We can't even understand it. But the bottom line is God understands it. He is the one that what? Created us. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, the whole person he created. A symbol of love is the heart, okay? Often known as what? The seat of emotions. So that's where the emotions come from, the heart. Heart, what? Is synonymous with affection. That's amazing. It's amazing. And then the word seek, the Hebrew word, daresh, D-A-R-A-S-H. To inquire of, to ask, going to see, search for, and those things are important when it comes to what? Searching for the living God in the midst of dead idols. You will know the difference because the living God will prove to you that he is God all by himself. Can any of these idols save you? Can any of these idols heal you? Can any of these idols change your situation? Absolutely not. God is the only one I know of that can change you from head to toe, from heart to heart, and from breast to breast, and then give you such an experience, an amazing spiritual high to the point where you don't want to come down. You don't want to come back. Hallelujah. You just want to stay in his presence all the time. And that's amazing. Hallelujah. Oh, he's the only one can do that without side effects. Everything else has some type of side effect or it just can throw you off somehow. But you get in the presence of God, and I assure you that you will have an experience that will give you what? Abundant life and then eternal life. What am I talking about when I say heart to heart to heart? What? God's heart and what? Will and desire is what? To reveal his living and powerful word that is able to touch and work on our hearts. He works on our hearts. He works on our soul. He works on our spirit. And of course, when these things are transformed, the body has to obey. The body has to line up with the word of God. Paul say what? He brought his body into subjection to the word and the will of God. But it began in the heart. Because what was he? He was persecuting the Christians, even to the point of seeing them die. Hallelujah. He thought he was doing God's service. His heart believed that. You know, his mind and his heart were so connected that he believed it. But that was not the heart to heart to heart that God wanted. Hallelujah. God wanted a heart that would be connected to him. And of course, what? Our very total being, it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. And the Lord knows us inside and out, right? He knows us. Hallelujah. And nothing is hidden from him. God is what? All wise, which is what? Omniscient. Omniscient, omnipotent, he's all powerful. Mm-hmm. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. Satan can't do that. He is omniscient, is all knowing. So he knows everything. All right. That's the main one I'm stressing. And then what? Is there another one? Omnipotent. He's all powerful. Mm-hmm. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. You call on the name of Jesus in prayer. And I promise you, God will reveal himself and he will reveal his power. Hallelujah. He will reveal his truth to you. He will shine light on your pathway so you know which way to go. Excuse me. Praise God. So God, there is nothing hidden from him. We what? Are naked and exposed before him, as Hebrews says. Before his eyes. Hallelujah. Good and evil. He knows the good. He knows the evil. He sees. Hallelujah. He knows before you even do it. And then once you've done it, he knows how to bring you out of it. He knows how to deliver the godly out. But he also wants to bring out the lost. He wants to bring out those who are bound up, those who are hurting. He wants to bring them out. Hallelujah. He wants to transform that heart. Yes, he does. We have to give an account. We have to answer to the Lord. We don't think that we're getting back, you know, because no man ain't bothering you. You're doing everything under the sun and you think you're getting away with it. No. Since I've been with Jesus, I can't get away with nothing. And I don't think you can either. And God doesn't want it to be that way because he doesn't want anyone lost. Yeah, hallelujah. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus and have that heart transformed. Yes, hallelujah. As true children of prayer and love, what? We must ask God to give us his eyes to see the lost who are hurting, the lost heart and the wandering soul as he sees them. Let me say that again. We must ask God to give us his eyes to see that lost heart and wandering soul as he sees them. I believe he sees that heart washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe he sees that heart at peace and made brand new, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things have passed away. All things have been made brand new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So heart to heart to heart is so important today. If we would line up with the heart of God through prayer and through the word of God, we will surely reach that heart that is hurting. Hallelujah. The holy, eternal, all, which is the Lord. Excuse me. His heart shows all areas of all believing and our sin-sick hearts in life. Hallelujah. Community and the world. maybe I need to say that one more time. The holy, eternal, all in all, heart shows all the areas of all believing. That's us. We're the believing. And then, of course, you got those who are sin sick, those who are rejecting God, those hearts in life, community, and the world, that they must repent, be sorry of their ways, be sick of the way they're living. Realize that that's not God's way. And God wants us to turn from every sin and from every wicked way, all right, that has been committed. And what? Confess that we need him. We need him. We need him. Weakness, whatever it is, all the things that concern our life that we're sick of and we know that is not pleasing to God, we must turn to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our high priest. And what? He has gone through everything. Oh, in every point, he was tempted. He was tested like us. But yet he chose not to sin. Hallelujah. He was God in the flesh. He was God, what? Like the little boy say, with skin on. But the bottom line is his heart was made up. His heart was strong in God. Hallelujah. Jesus, what? Spent 40 days and 40 nights in prayer. Discipline the flesh. Discipline the body. Discipline the mind. That it would do the will of God, that he would do the will of God. Hallelujah. And then when Satan came to him, he was able to tell the devil, it is written, man, what? Shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So he did not sin. Praise God. He overcame sin and also physical what? Beating. He overcame torment. He overcame mental anguish. He overcame hatred. He overcame lies. What? The pouring out of his holy and pure life-giving blood on the cross for death. Hallelujah. In death for us. Even what? Taking poverty and diseases and pain. He took it all for us, church, that we might have abundant and eternal life. Abundant peace, abundant joy. Hallelujah. We receive mercy and grace continually, and that is to help us when we need it the most. Now what? We're able to come boldly with confidence to the Lord. This is what prayer is all about. In making sure we can come, we have clear access. We have sure access to the Father. We have sure access to Jesus. And he will answer our prayer. He will answer the prayer. He will even overrule when we're not sure what to pray. For the Holy Spirit will come in and pray what we don't understand and know how to pray. He prays and makes intercession for us as well. The key is just continue to just yield to the Lord. Hallelujah. Love your brother and sister. Let nothing hinder you today. Hallelujah. If it is, put it under your feet, cast it away from you. Determine in your mind and heart that you're going to keep Jesus first. You're going to honor him first. Hallelujah. You're going to do what his word says do. And in obedience, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. And not only will you eat, but you will be able to have enough for someone else to eat, someone else to drink, hallelujah, someone else to taste and see how good the Lord is. Our God is amazing, isn't he, church?
Amen.
He is amazing. He's truly amazing. Hallelujah. In his presence is fullness of joy. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Never underestimate the power of prayer. People who what are feeling discouraged and hopeless often say something like that. There's nothing left to do but pray. Do you know that if that's all that's left to do, that's the greatest thing you can do? Wow. The implication is that this is their last hope and resort, a feeble one at that. Nothing could be further from the truth. Prayer, hallelujah, makes all the difference. You may not pray like I do, but I assure you, if you're praying, God is, it's his mind and determination. His heart is open to hear and to answer.
Yes, from his heart to your heart to the heart that needs him most. Praise God. Persistent, heartfelt prayer will bless not only you, but your family, your friends, your church, your country. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray effectively. Find others to join you in this adventure. I say it's an adventure of seeking the face of the Lord. That's an adventure. That's an experience. It's something amazing about just connecting with God every chance you get. Oh, wow. Getting in the presence of the Lord is something. Oh, wow. And Jesus said of all things in Matthew 11:29, I am gentle and humble of heart. As you seek me, you will learn of me. You will become more like me. Hallelujah. You will not allow anything to offend you. Hallelujah. And then you won't be ashamed. You won't be offended. Oh, bless the Lord today. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. From heart to heart
to heart
to heart. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. His great works are too marvelous to understand. He performs miracles without number. Mm. Can you imagine that? His works are too marvelous to understand. But yet he promised that he will help us to understand. He will even reveal mysteries to us. But he performs miracles without number. That's what Job found out in chapter 9, verse 10. He performs miracles without number. Are you praying today? I'm praying today. I'm praying. I'm praying. Hallelujah. And may God just empower us to pray the more. Hallelujah. Maybe you can't spend but 10, 15 minutes in the morning, 10, 15 minutes at night, 10, 15 minutes during the day. But realize that you're spending that time with God. Hallelujah. From heart to heart to heart. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all remember Robert Wagner, Heart to Heart. That was just the natural. Him and what was her name? Stephanie Powers. Yeah. That was a pretty awesome, you know, it was great for the time and year that it was in. You know, I don't know about you, but I watched it every chance I got, heart to heart. Because, you know, it was always something going on, but that was just the natural. This is the spiritual. When you get from heart to heart to heart, you are experiencing an amazing adventure in God. Most of all, you are experiencing God. And you're experiencing Christ. And this is what? Just a foretaste of that which is to come. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart the things that God has prepared for those that love and seek and trust him. Hallelujah. Boy, our God is something. He is amazing, preparing us for great things. A new heaven and even a new earth where there'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more death, no more lies, no more confusion, no more. Hallelujah. Wow. I never experienced such pain over these last 6 months, but I praise the Lord that there'll be no more of that. And then what? No more death. Hallelujah. Even death has lost its sting. We give you praise, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor today. We again turn our hearts towards you. We call upon you, Lord, for you said, call unto me and you will answer. Hallelujah. We will call unto you. You will answer and you will reveal the things that we even don't know and understand. We thank you today that you're drawing hearts and minds to you. We thank you today that you're taking those blinders off. You're causing the scales to fall off of eyes. You're causing hearts to be transformed into heart, living, beating, relationship hearts. And God, you are saving the lost. You're saving the souls that otherwise would be lost. Hallelujah. By our prayers, you're empowering us to pray, Lord, without ceasing. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. We will see great results. We give you praise today, Father. And again, we come against every man of sin, sickness, every man of physical sickness, every man of disease. We come against it now. We command it to go in Jesus' name. We command miracles to come forth in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And then even many that we don't know, we decree and declare miracles, Lord, in their lives. Hallelujah. You are the great I am that you are. I am that I am. And we give you praise because you know what's best for us. The Father knows what's best for his children. And we glorify you, Lord, because you're doing great things. You are great. You are high and you are lifted up. You are worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. And we look forward to being with you, Lord. Just one moment in your presence will be worth it all. We give you praise now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.